That's right.
Okay, just let me give me this moment, okay? Just let me go ahead and pull out your information. Just give me a line. And for the verification purpose, whom am I having a pleasure to speak with right now? And for the verification purpose, can you please verify me the zip code where you stay currently right now? Just give me a moment. Let me pull out your information. Just stay connected, sir.
Thank you for holding the line, Mr. Rubin. Hello.
Okay, as we can see on your account, there are some suspicious charges on your account, which initiated today in the morning, like at 4:45 a.m. Like there are some pre-authorized transactions, which is around $143.95, which I can see that is debited from your primary bank account, which is authorized from your end. And you just told me that you're not the one who authorized any of those locations or any of those transactions to be on your account. Is that correct? Okay, so let me go ahead and tell you, Mr. Rudin, that as I can see, that a part of New York, as I can see, there are some locations getting a pop-up on you which is attached on your account. So let me go ahead and tell you the location name, which I'm getting a confirm. Same location is getting the same strong signal, which I can see that is coming from Germany, Chicago, and China. Which we are a little suspicious about the China location because it's getting the same strong signal as from your location, which is West New York. All right, so did you use any kind of VPN to use some kind of website, which is a third-party website or something, in the last couple of days ago? Okay. And sir, may I ask you one question? Like, when did you visit your last time in your bank? Days ago, okay, like individually, or is it with you and someone with you at that time? Alone, okay. Let me verify this, okay? Just give me a moment. As I can see over here, I have the final report which is generated from the technical team. Just give me a moment. Okay, as I can see, sir, there I have. Just give me a moment. Okay. The first thing is first, so let me go ahead and ask you first thing. As we have told the technical team to remove some location which is not authorized from your end, which is Germany and Chicago, okay, and China as well. So they are working on it, that work, okay? Do not have to worry about that thing. Let me go ahead with the final report, which says there is a clampy virus has been detected on your device. And first of all, we just have to make sure that, okay, is there any kind of virus which is continuously sending your all information to the hacker's device, okay? Because at this point of time, I do believe that you're not the one who authorized any kind of transaction or even the location to be on your account. And as I can see, there is a new account has been created like a couple of hours ago in the name of Patricia Rudin. Do you know in the name of Patricia anyone in your family? All right. Okay, so let me go ahead and send a report to my fraudulent department, okay? So they will diagnose your account and send me the final report, okay? Till the time, I just want you to grab pen and piece of paper so I can provide you the ticket number which we have raised regarding your concern with the technical team, all right? Yeah, take your time. Guys, okay. So the ticket number which we have raised, you're speaking with Jaden Fox. It's J-E-D-A-N, like J as in Jersey, E as in Echo, D as in Delta. A, my last name will be Fox, like an animal, F-R-X. Correct. And my employee ID will be A-S, like an A as in Alpha, S as in Sam, number 8104. Correct. And write it down, your ticket number, which we have raised, okay? The ticket number is A as in Alpha, J as in Jack, number 1, Q as in Queen, L as in Linda. I do believe you got AJ1QL, is that correct? Perfect. Sounds good. Here we go with the final report, sir. Let me go ahead and tell you they have injected some kind of virus on your device. Yeah, just to write it down, that my direct line number. That is 410-629-5054. Save this number as my name, okay? And here we go for the clampy virus, the final report, which says there is a clampy virus has been detected on your device. So first thing is first, put this call on a speaker mode so I can guide you how to check that, okay? On your phone, on your cell phone. Oh no. Just put this call on a speaker mode. Okay, now I want to go in your settings. Look for the privacy and security. Did you find it? All right, sounds good. Now scroll down in the very bottom of the page. You will see there is an option says analytics and improvements. Go ahead, click on it. Now, do not click on any of the options. Just let me know. Do you see analytics data? All right, now, sir. Only the authorities to add any kind of data. That means you are the owner of this phone, so you are the only have that authorities to add any kind of data in the analytics. Okay, so it should be like a blank page. I do aware that you're not know what is an exactly it's analytics data, okay? So at this point of time, if you see a blank page over there, so that means there is no kind of viruses on your device. So if you see a bunch of Androids in analytics data, let me know, okay? Now go ahead and click on it. Is there a lot of entries? Oh my goodness, okay, let me go ahead and send a report to the FTC, okay? Because this is a clear case of identification theft case, sir, because my technical team has just told me to make sure that if there is still any kind of viruses. You just told me there are a bunch of entries over there. Now, sir, I do believe you know how coding languages look like, you know, coding languages. Now, I wanted to click any of them. And did you see any kind of bunch of coding languages over there? Oh, goodness. Okay, so just give me a moment, and I want you to go back to the home screen and to the wallpaper where you can see your wallpaper. Go back to the settings, go back all over, and stay in the home screen, and just give me a moment. Hello, Mr. John. We have submitted the report mentioning the your phone lines of the network are hacked to the FTC as well. We get to know that they have injected some kind of viruses on your device as well, which is continuously sending your all information which you have stored in your device, okay? So at this point in time, we just have to remove that viruses as soon as possible. But before that, let me go with the final report, okay? So the next thing says there is a bank login ID and the password has been compromised. And next thing says there is a debit card and credit card used on crypto.com. So in the case, are you dealing in a crypto or something in the last past? Never, right? Okay. And sir, I'm going to provide you some card numbers right now, which is used for the illegal transactions, okay? So there are three credit card has been used for the illegal transaction. I want you to grab your debit and credit cards so I can provide you the numbers of those which is used for the illegal transactions, okay? I'm holding the line. Sounds good. Here we go with the pro number. Now, there is an illegal purchase with the card starting with number 4. There are two debit cards which is starting with number 4. So do you have any cards which is starting with number 4? Oh my God. Okay. Is it linked with the same institute? Or the both are the different? The both are cheese. All right. Okay, and do you hold a check-in or saving with Chase? All right, and next thing says there is a number which I can see, 6, and it's a credit card which I do believe. So do you have any card, credit? Okay, and the one card that is starting with number 5. All right, and the last card that I can see that is starting with number 3. Okay, which I do believe at this point of time, you're dealing with a bank, which is Chase Bank, and you're holding a debit card, which is 2 debit cards, which is starting with number 4. Is that correct? Let me go ahead and mention this to the Federal Trade Commission's report. Just give me a moment, sir. Right, sir, at this point of time, I'm really sorry to inform you, but I do believe you cannot do this thing, but there are some imposters. Okay, now listen to me very carefully, okay? First thing is first, let me get you connected, first of all, to my secure server line, because there is a breach on your network, okay? So I don't want to disclose this matter to any third person. Might be listening to someone from our line, you know? There are someone, imposter might be listening to our conversation, you know? So let me get you connected to my secure server line, which I have created right now. Just give me a moment. So we're going to receive an incoming call. Okay, just make sure you will answer my call. Did you see any incoming call in your device? It's sending me a voicemail. Okay, do one thing. Just remove me from that caller list, to the unknown caller list, which is starting with 1-800 number. Can you see that? Any messages which is trying to call you? Should I guide you how to do that, or you know what, how to cancel it? Okay, I'm waiting for you. I'm holding the line, just do. Should I call you now? Oh, still it's sending me a voicemail. Okay, let me do one thing. Okay, just give me a moment. Do one thing, just call me. Just do one thing, just give me a moment, okay? All right, thank you for holding the line, sir. This is Rudin, hello. Okay, just write it down, the number that's in the secure server line number. You can just have to call me on that number. That's 410. That's correct. Call me on that number. I'm waiting for you. Just stay connected and try to call me on our number.